Finished off yesterday discussing the Shitas HaRambam, and we just started, and we're going to do it much more in depth today, and hopefully even go Halacha L'maisa. That's what I'd like to do, to even start seeing Halacha L'maisa today. But one of the ways that we explained that the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos and the Rav Yah and the Rush, and the way it was explained is that you read it as follows. It was not the only way to read it. This was one way of reading it. One way of reading it was in Perek Zayin, Halacha Tet, and Halacha Yud. Mishiyagbiya arba minim elu, once you picked it up, bein shiyagbiyan ke'achat, bein b'zeh acharzeh, bein b'yamin, bein b'smol, yatsa. We had talked about the concept of Mishida Agban Nafakbein. Once you pick it up, you're yotzei the mitzvah. But that's only if you pick it up, v'hu shiyagbiyan derech gedilatan. And then he says, mitzvah kelchata. Seemingly, he's talking about the mitzvah of taking of a lulav. Is shiagbia aguda, take it with an eged, of three minim in the right hand, the etrog in the left hand. The yolich viyavi viyalev yorid viyinanea halulav, three times in each direction. Keitzad halachiyod. Keitzad molich, how do you do this shaking? Ketz and molich minanei arosh halulav shalosh pa'amim umevi minanei arosh halulav shalosh pa'amim b'chein bal yav yirida. Four directions you are moving the lulav. And then he says, v'heichan molich umevi. This is how we learned it, and I'm doing a loose translation because today we're going to read it that much more carefully. How I'm reading it right now is not as exact as I want you to read it, because I want you to reread it. But he says, v'heichan molich umevi b'shat kriyat ha'halel. When do you do this movement? In Shas HaHalel. And so Rav Soloveitchik, as opposed to what we said yesterday, Rav Soloveitchik says clearly, how you read this, when are you doing this movement? When are you shaking the lulav? You're shaking the lulav in Shas HaHalel. Meaning, as opposed, and what is he describing? In Halacha Te'nochir, he's describing the mitzvah of Lekichat Lulav. And this is how Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say that the Rambam fundamentally disagrees with Tosfos and says that what? That as opposed to what we saw in the other Rishonim, that the shaking at the time of Halal is a separate din. It's either, like we saw yesterday from the Rav Yah, to get away with the Yetzer Hara, or it's what? Or it's a kiyum in Halal, something set of Aziranu Atzeayar from the Midrash that we saw in the Rush. Came Rav Soloveitchik to read the Rambam in this way to say that when do you do it? It's a kiyum of ulekachta. We started doing some of the nafkaminas yesterday. Okay? Well, if you read the Rambam that way, so one nafkamina we had said is, do you need the lachem of ulekachta? By what? Do you need the lachem of ulekachta by when you're shaking by halal? So we said, according to what? According to Tosfos, you don't. Why? Because shaking the lulav at the time of halal has nothing to do with ulekachtem. It's got to do with either aziran matzayar or usmachtem or beating out the yitzhar. It has nothing to do with ulekachtem. Therefore, if I decide to shake a lulav that belongs to Ezra, right? Do I need to what? Do I need to worry about the dinim that it's got to be mine? The answer would be no. According to the Rambam, the answer would be yes, because it's a din of ulekachtem. That was one chiluk we said yesterday that I gave to you. Rav Soloveitchik had said second nafkamina we had talked about was the machloket, the chasidim, and the litvaks about when do you what? When do you make the bracha of al netilat lulav? The chasidim, many chasidim, do it when first thing in the morning. They wake up in the morning. They say moda'ani. They go into their sukkah. If they have a cup of coffee, they'll have a cup of coffee. If they don't, they don't. But the thing they do before going into tefillah is what? Shake the lulav and make the bracha. Because if Teshuvah came to Duru, it's got to be in the sukkah. As opposed to many of us.
Does it have to be your sukkah? Can it be any sukkah?
I don't think it has to be your sukkah. I don't think it has to be your sukkah. They go into a sukkah. Let's say you're visiting your great Aunt Miriam. Or Mother Miriam. Right? Or whatever. You know.
I was wondering about the shul's sukkah.
Yeah, same idea. They can go into the shul sukkah also, 100%. Right? So what are they saying? What they're saying is that the shaking of the time of Hallel has nothing to do with the ulekachtem of the morning. Two separate dinim, and therefore I could do that and fulfill my din of doing everything, eating, drinking, sleeping, and doing the mitzvah, learning. People have a big midrash in their sukkah. That's what people do. You put your sapah, you put your couch there. If you haven't seen that yet, you'll see that a lot in Israel. Right? You live there, you sleep there, everything. That's where you're supposed to be. Okay, so do you fulfill the mitzvah there. As opposed to many others that say, no, when are you supposed to make the bracha? Right before what? Right before you say Hallel. Why do you do right before Hallel? Makes a lot of sense. Because if the shaking of the Hallel is a continuation of the mitzvah of ulekachtem, that makes a lot more sense. I want to do a third and fourth and then set up what we're going to be doing today. Okay? The third and fourth nafka mina is what is the concept of the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Chet. That the Rambam, I stopped reading, the Rambam had said what? Keep reading in Halacha Yud. If you keep reading in Halacha Yud, he says something very strange. What does he say? At the end there, after saying that, where do you do it? You do it b'shas kriyas ha'halah b'hodu Hashem ki tov t'chila v'sof v'on Hashem o'shiyana. Then he answers what? He says, v'chol hayom kashal l'netilas lulav v'eino nitol ba'layla. Now, why is that right here? What is going on over there? That he's saying that right now, what happens? The whole day, what is that doing here? It seems to be out of... That what? Oh, meaning what he does say is v'chol hayom kashal l'netilas lulav v'eino nitol ba'layla. So what's he talking about over here? So there's the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches says, in lo, I asked you to see it, but if you open it up now, on Daf Lamed Ches, the Seifa of that Mishnah says as follows. He says, on Daf Lamed Ches, Amar Aleph, the Seifa says, lo natal shacharit yitol bein harbayim shekol hayom kosher lilulav. Right, you with me? If you didn't take it literally in the morning, you could take it bein harbayim. Why? Because the whole day is kosher lilulav. Now the question is, why is it right here? It should be other places in the Rambam where he's talking about the Chiyuv. You could have put that in other places where, you know, could have had that in its own halacha when it talks about kapos tomorrow, right? It's the same mitzvah min amuvchar. You have to do it during the daytime. I mean, why is that right here? Already the Nosei Kalim say, also, what's the chiddush here? What is the chiddush here? This is a mefurish mishnah in the Seches Megillah. Kol Hayom, the different mitzvos of Kasher Kol Hayom, one of them is Brit Milah, for example. Another one is Lulav. Right? Ulekachtem Lachem Bayom Harishon. The issue is what? In the day. So what is the Chiddush here of the Rambam? Why is he doing it right here? Right? So Column nails it. Because if we explain like we just said according to the Rambam, that the myth that the shaking of the lulav is not just during Hallel. It's not just a na'anua ba'alma, to use the language of the Rav Yah, right? It's not just to be at the Yitzhar, not just a special kiyum of Hallel, but is what, how do we explain right now? We're going to see that there is an alternate way to explain what the Rambam says. But right now we're sticking with this to keep it clear. But rather, what is it, guys? Part of the shaking of the lulav during Hallel is the mitzvah of le. So therefore, what would I think? I would think that if that's an important part of Hallel, of the lekicha during Hallel, now let's say I didn't take it during Shacharis. What does Shacharis mean? Our salvation says, it doesn't mean the morning here specifically, but what does it mean? Tfilah Shacharis. Tfilah Shacharis. Imbo Natal Shacharis means Tfilah Shacharis. Because you didn't say it during Hallel. So if that's true, so then what? Can I do it without Hallel afterwards? Is there any value whatsoever? Comes the Rambam to say, as much as a major part of the mitzvah of Lekicha is to shake it during Hallel, but if you didn't shake it during Hallel, you could still shake it what? You could still shake it in the afternoon. Now Rav Soloveitchik himself... Exactly. So that's the question. Rav Soloveitchik himself says, especially if you hold that shaking it during Hallel is a chiyuv d'oraisa, he says, I don't understand that why anybody, if you did miss it during Shacharis in the morning, why you would not say Hallel then at 4 o'clock, have your separate hallel. The question is what the bracha would be. Would it be al birch al likra hallel or likmor hallel or al mitzvahs lulav or netilas lulav? Right? That would be an interesting piece, but that would be. Right? This is assuming he said hallel on chakras in the morning, and you didn't take the lulav. So I would have thought, says Rav Soloveitchik, a beautiful, beautiful nafkamina, like we said. If it's part of hallel, the lakicha, when I'm shaking during hallel, what am I doing? I'm doing nitilas lulav, so then if I didn't do it, so what am I doing in the afternoon? I can't do it, because a part of it, it's got to be during hallel. Kamash malon, that you can do it during the afternoon. Right? Even if you're not saying hallel. The step two of that is, Rav Soloveitchik thought to himself, correctly so, if especially it's a mitzvah d'oraita, to shake your lulav during a hallel, as a d'oraita, so then even at 4 in the afternoon, 5 in the afternoon, you should say hallel, and then shake the lulav. That was the third nafkamina here. Good? Yeah, Kiva.
Why did the Rambam connect Lukas 10 and Mishnah 10?
Good. So that's exactly, so according to this Perush, there's going to be two ways to state it, but this way, this Perush, in Mitzvah Aseh Kuf Samech Tet, what we're saying now, is when the Rambam says, in Mitzvah Aseh Kuf Samech Tet, if you have it in front of you, I'll read it for you also. The way to explain the Rambam, according to this explanation, that the shaking during Hallel is a kiyum of Lekicha, how you would read the Rambam in Kuf Samech Tet is as follows. I'm opening it up with you. It says as follows. He should tzivanu litol lulav v'lismoach bol lifnei Hashem shivat yamin. What is he saying? What he's saying is that the mitzvah is ulekachtem, to take it, and part of that ulekachtem is what? Lismoach bol. What's the actualization? Or how do you actually be lismoach bol? To be shaking it during hallel. That, and he's saying that that's part of the mitzvah of ulekachtem. That's how you would read the Rambam there. We're going to say, after we finish this part, not to confuse you now, but in Shir later, hopefully I won't confuse you, a total opposite way to read the Rambam. A different way to read the Rambam. But that this is right, one way to read the Rambam now, that the Rambam is fundamentally disagreeing with Tosfos, the other Rishonim. And he's saying that what? That when I'm shaking during Hallel, it's a mitzvah of ulekachtem. Three nafkaminas we've done so far. Number one, the Chassidim versus Litvak. When am I making the bracha? Number two, do I need the lachem of ulekachtem at the time of Hallel? Number three, how do I understand it if what? If I did not do it in chakras, is there any type of validity in taking it when I'm not davening Hallel? Or even a step further, maybe I should have to actually say Hallel in the afternoon. The fourth and final nafkamina for now, Charlie Friedman pointed out to me, is in the sugya of Baal Tosfos that Rav Soloveitchik brings down. This, I have to find it, that Rav Soloveitchik says, we know we learned on the first day, or one of the first days, we had learned the machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim. Of Yehuda and Chachamim, what? Whether you need what? Lulav Tzarech Eger. So, machlokas of Yehuda and Chachamim. Explains of Soloveitchik, according to this machlokas, this is another nafkamina. Let me just read it to you over here for a second. If you remember correctly, Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav needs to be tied up. Chachamim says they don't need to be tied up. Explained Rav Soloveitchik according to what we have over here as follows. The difference between Tosfos and the Rambam. He wants to say, Ulfiat Tosfos Yesh Lomar. Tosfos that says that the shaking of the lulav at the time of Hallel is not part of the Lakich. He says, the Alf al Pisha Hallel Vahana Anunim Havikium Nifrad Nikium Mitzvahs Lakichas Alulav. According to Tosfos, when we shake the lulav at the time of Hallel, it has nothing to do with Lakicha. Mikomakom, as we had learned, when we learned the Tosfos earlier on, what do you need when you shake it? You still need a Heftza of lulav. Right? You need mikomakom pashat shezkukim lechetzah de lulav. Right? That's what we had talked about, that by lulav yavish, whether it's not even considered a chetzah lulav, would be a problem. You definitely need it to be a lulav. Ukishiminanea beheiminim. So what happens? So therefore, if I'm shaking five minim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says lulav tzarech egen. And if I'm not tying it up, what do? I'm over baltosif, because now there's a fifth min. The Rabbi Yehuda shesover sheyesh psul b'chefza de lulav. Therefore, even the na'anunim of halal is going to be possible, according to Rabbi Yehuda, lulav tzarech egen. And if you don't do it, you're over baltosif. What happens? Then you're missing the actual object of the arba minim, because what do you have? Five minim. But according to the Rabbanim, who held mistaber the in psul b'kima gavr de halal, the davka ben mitzvahs halakicha atzma ne'esra v'nifsala v'husafat min acher v'lo kiyum halel shel oz yiranenu atzayar. But according to the Rabbanon who said lulav ain't tzarich eged, and according to the Rabbanon there's no psul v'kiyum agavr de halel, but rather what is it? It's davka the mitzvah of lakicha. That's because it's a din in the gavra. And if that's true, the bekiyum ze ina usafa asuro poselas klal. This is the fourth nafkamina according to the difference between Tosfot versus the Rambam. That according to Tosfot, that says that halel is that the shaking of halel is a totally separate kiyum of ulekachtem. The question comes again between Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. The Rabbi Yehuda says there's a psul chevza by the lulav. Right? That's the problem of what? Even by the shaking of the halal, because the shaking of the halal, what do you need? You need four minim and not five. But according to the Rabbanan who said that's a psul makiyum gavra, then that's dafka what? That's the dafka by the mitzvah of the kicha and not by the kiyum of halal. What we're going to do today is as follows. Okay? I want everybody, first of all, there's another way to understand the Rambam. But I wanted first everyone to have it clear what the Rambam says this way. That the Rambam is saying that it's a din of makicha. Now there's an opposite way to read it. The opposite way to read it is going to be that really the Rambam is saying that what? It's not a mitzvah of makicha, but rather it's a mitzvah of usmachta. That's going to be a second way to read this Rambam. The Rambam is not going to be saying that the shaking of the halal is a din of makicha, like we just finished saying. But rather, it's a kiyum of usmachta. Meaning, when the Rama, as opposed to the opposite of what I just said, by mitzvah asei kuf samachtet, which is what? If the pasuk says, ulakachtem lachem bayim harishon, etc., usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokechem. So the first way we just explained it, when the Rama puts the two together, what is he saying? The mitzvah of lakicha is what? Is included in that mitzvah of lakicha is the shaking and the usmachtem. That's all, and that's Mishatal. The other way to say it is that what? No. The Lakicha is what? An expression of Usmachta. And therefore what? That's what we will see, the difference in that. We'll see what that does for us to explain a Mishnah, but we're not going to get into that. I'm not going to ask you to see that. I'll say that to you outside. That's the second way we're going to do the Shita Sarambam later on in the Shir today. What I want you to focus in on today is what I think, which is awesome, is to reread the Rambam and the Tosfos and the Gemara. That's the first thing to do. And tell me, is there such a thing where we had talked about shaking the lulav versus moving the lulav? Okay? Shaking the lulav versus moving the lulav, right? We had talked about it, right? The concept of moving it, right? Versus what? Shaking. Let's ask the question. Are they one and the same? Or is it two separate things? I want you to be able to read the Rambam carefully again. Good. That's exactly what I want you to do. I want you to look at our Mishnah. I want you to look at our Mishnah. We have a Yerushalmi. Okay? Open up the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah. Open up the Yerushalmi. Reread the Rambam, Perek Tet and Perek Zayin Halacha Tet and Yud. Tell me what the Rambam says versus what Tosafot says. Then look at the Ran. The Ran on this piece. We'll talk about exactly what we're saying right now, whether there's a question of shaking. How many times are you supposed to shake? Okay? After that, we're going to do halach l'maisa. You'll open up to Siman, Tav Resh, Nun Aleph. Siv Yud Siv Chedet Tet, and we'll go over basically everything that we've seen in the Rishonim, which is, you know, when to shake, but more importantly, do you shake or do you move? And what's the difference? Okay, very clear. Go reread the Rambam, reread Tosfot. Look at the Yushami. Yushami's not easy. Okay, you'll see that the Ron gives a couple definitions. Do the Nosa Kalim on the Rambam. It's a very long Lecha Mishnah. Okay, try to understand the Yushami. I'm going to help you obviously understand the Yushami, help you understand the Ron. Within that, I think it's going to be exciting because you're going to be able to see all that what we had talked about, that some people actually shake and some people actually move or move it, and some do both. The question is, why, where does it come from? So look at the language of the Gemara, and then think about the Gemara also. Think about the Gemara, the structure of the Gemara. If you remember the structure of the Gemara, it says, where do you do Nanua? It talks about Hallel, right? And then what did it talk about? Then it talks about the Tznufa, right? And then what's the point of that? And then, so we read the Gemara, and then it says, V'chein Belulov. V'chein Belulov. Look at Rashi over there, the Ron also. And tell me what the Chiddush you think of Rashi is. Okay? Let's reread it. Shir today is at 5 to 12. 5 to 12 today. Let's get to work. I'm also tired, but we're excited.